Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. On today's show, we're going to be talking with Karen Hibbard. She's the Executive Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Karen, good to talk to you once again.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. It is always great to talk with you. I enjoy our time very much, and welcome to August. Boy, we are rolling, aren't we?
This year's going by very fast. It's hard to believe.
That it is. August is always a great month. I like the month of August. That means that summer kind of sizzles in the month of August, but there's also a lot of activity that begin, and certainly school starts, and that when that school bell rings, that also means that not only are our K through 12 students back in school, but also means that Kansas State has started again, Manhattan Technical College and Manhattan Christian College. So it means that there's more activity that takes place here. And so welcome August.
Yeah, absolutely. And the community really has had a nice vibe to it here, I think, over the summer. And I think that's just going to continue here. Assuming things stay the same here and COVID doesn't impact that, but having the kids back in school is a good thing, both the college students and the little kids.
Absolutely. Well, Brandon, just this weekend alone, I'm just going to give you a little bit of snippet as to some of the things that you could do either on this Friday or Saturday or Sunday, and you'll be amazed as to what all is happening. So get your pen and paper and write down fast, because just this weekend, we are celebrating the 13th annual Brew to Shoe, which is a 1 mile, 5K, 10K, celebrating local business. And so that happens. Also, it's the 30th annual YACCC car show in City Park. We also have cars and coffee for those car buffs at the Midwest Dream Car Museum. You can be creative with your family, looking for maybe one more of those activities to do before you get into that school routine. Board and Brush Creative Studio has several different activities that are really designed to get your creativity bug going and designed to for you to bring the family. There's also Schnitzel Fest at Lazy Tea. We're very happy that Ron Wilson and his team out at Lazy Tea are going to be celebrating a German festival. And so go to our website. You can find out more about that. Certainly water is very, very important. And there's a water safari and Water Matters Day at Sunset Zoo. So you can go and participate in that, take a peek at all of the changes that are taking place at Sunset Zoo. Don't forget the arts. Manhattan Art Center and the Beach Museum of Art both have great activities that are taking place. We encourage you to look at the beach just a little bit differently, inside out, walk on the outside of the building, particularly at dusk, and you can see some really great things that will inspire you that only the arts can do. And then certainly if you want to get out and about, Prairie Wood has their open trails on Sunday, and you can always hike the Kanza and take in the sights. So that's just a little glimpse of how quickly August has ignited, if you wish, with activities. And that's just on this weekend alone, Brandon. So as always, we encourage our listeners to go to visit manhattanks.org, and you can see all of the activities that are listed there, more details, and you can plan your getaway here in Manhattan, Kansas, from our calendar of events.
You know, in just a couple of weeks, I think it's the 24th of August, the Beach Museum is going to reopen. And then we heard last week from McCain having their fall series coming up. That's exciting, because that's going to draw some folks into the community.
Absolutely. Those two venues have been sorely missed, and you're going to see some changes, as our listeners know, at McCain, with the new addition that has been completed. But boy, we can hardly wait to be able to be back to great entertainment that only McCain brings into our community, and we deeply appreciate the culture that comes as a result of that. And, you know, Brandon, throughout the month of August, we've got music. And certainly, as we've talked about McCain and their offerings, you can, again, go to our website, but from Liquid Art to McGraw's to the Hat, Annie Mae's, there is music that permeates through our music, through our community all the time. And so, again, I encourage our listeners to go to our website so that you can just see which concert it is that you want to take in, which ones of those that you want to make sure you have a seat. So go ahead and purchase your tickets, whether that is local or at McCain's. So we don't want you to be left out.
Yep, there's been quite a selection of live music here in the community of late, and so it's been nice to see, including Arts in the Park, which I think was fantastic this year.
I agree. We enjoyed that very much. Personally, I know we had a date for the finale. My husband and I did just this last weekend. It's always sad when you see things come to a close, mm-hmm. but as the calendar turns, so do those activities. But Arts in the Park is a great venue to just kind of kick back and enjoy a Friday evening in the summer in Manhattan, Kansas. So.
Well, I know a lot of folks are eager for football, and there's a big promotion coming up with that here.
Oh, yes. You're beginning to see a little bit some on marquees as you walk through Aggieville, the streets of Aggieville. You're beginning to see a Refill the Bill campaign, and certainly Kansas State Athletics has really leading the charge with that to really inspire people to welcome back football as we know it, to welcome our fans that come from out of town to really have a purple presence there. So on September 11th, that's going to be a great day. We have partnered with them. Every hotel is going to have door hangers that will say Refill the Bill and welcome back and thanks for filling the bill. So we're going to be thanking our visitors as they come in, and then we're driving them to our website to visit Manhattan KS that also then tags them to the football schedule and for visitors to be able to plan their weekends. So you're going to see, as that campaign really gets kicked off, you're going to see a lot of great new purple. You're going to see Power Cat flags. You're going to see welcomes as they come in over the bridge. There's just going to be a buzz in the community as football season begins to come, as we get back into the rhythm of fall that happens as school begins to take place.
You know, last year we didn't have full capacity. This year it sounds like we're going to, and I know that's got to be exciting from an economic standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Brandon, there are several things that are happening between now and that home game. We do open another hotel here in Manhattan on the 12th. The Courtyard by Marriott will be open, and that brings 127 rooms in addition to our inventory. And so we look forward to that. I know that they are very anxious for them to have their doors open to the public. It's also nice to be able to drive down Bluemont and not have to skirt around the orange cones there as that construction was going on. But it's going to be a nice addition for our visitors to be able to choose from. So with that, it seems only natural that we always talk about how our star report is performing. And certainly by me always being on the first of the month, I'm always behind, it seems, in being able to deliver. It's the most current information that I can give to our listeners, but it's always behind. For month to month, for the month of June, our occupancy was 64.5%, with the average daily rate of our hotels at $98.81, and then the revenue per room was $63.77. So we're still a ways from where we normally were prior to the pandemic, but we're looking a lot better. Year to date, through June, we're sitting at about 50.6% occupancy, with that average daily rate year to date was at $94.17. And the revenue is still pretty low at $47.64. But I can tell you, Brandon, that week to week, I get the weekly reports a little bit more timely. July looked pretty strong. Certainly, we had a lot of activity going on in July. The Riley County Fair and Rodeo took place, a lot of activity just with some meetings picking up. And we had some strong weeks, with the last week of July having a weekly occupancy of 68.9%. A lot of weddings, a lot of reunions, just a lot of activity beginning. So we are encouraged with that, just helping to bolster our economy. As we know, when a visitor comes into our community, not only do they stay in the hotel, they go out to eat, they shop, they enjoy our attractions. And that's why it's so very important for us to keep our website current as people are coming into town, planning their time, they're wanting to know what else there is that they can see and do and enjoy.
Well, I know a lot of folks have, a lot of the retailers have been struggling to hire lately. Is that any concern here going into the fall with all the students coming back and going into restaurants and retailers?
Yes, but we had a meeting yesterday, and again, that is still a concern as we're coming out of this, is just that employment availability. It in the hospitality industry, we all have expectations of how we want to be served, and some of the things have been changed. Certainly with every day, is it seems to be a revolving door with just how our community might be affected by the pandemic. But yes, there is still a need. If you are looking for a job, there are jobs to be had in this community. And so whether that is at a hotel or at an attraction or at a dining establishment. So we just ask people to be patient. And if you're looking for a job, there are plenty to be had.
All right. Well, it's exciting time. This is a good time of year for this community with the students coming back. And I think we'll be looking forward to welcoming them and being the welcoming community that we are, and look forward to talking to you in September, Karen.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Brandon, and indeed, just enjoy the month of August. We've got a lot of things that are going on, from races to music to fun times. Don't forget the food trucks are in at the Farmer's Market on Wednesdays, and third Thursday is August the 19th, so that's a fun time to see the community. And the city pool does close on the 15th of August, so the splash parks will still be open. So just check out our website again, visit ManhattanKS.org, and we look forward to talking to you in September.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Always good talking to you.
You as well, Brandon.